This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Friday. We're here. Chad Hartman with you. News Talk 830 WCCO. I keep having this dream. And I want to know if you keep having a similar dream repeatedly. Now, for me, most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, I wake up and I cannot remember my dreams. I don't know why. If you wake up and you can remember your dreams, I'm jealous. I wish I was you. But every once in a while, I remember a dream. And I've mentioned this at least once before. I would say once every, oh, I don't know, 2 months, let's say. I have a dream where I'm going back and calling a game. And I've added this before, I'll add again. Leaving play-by-play, I did it for the right reasons. I did it for my kids. I enjoy the talk show. I've worked with some great people. My favorite job was calling play-by-play for the Wolves. Just was. And I had a chance to continue that. The Wolves are very generous, but what was going on in our personal life with our kids and, in most importantly, with Quinton, it just wasn't the right time. I was only 40. I had zero interest in walking away. None. I would like to still call games, but I made the 100% right decision. I would not have anywhere near the same relationship with Quinton, let alone my older boys. But for some reason, I continue to have a dream, some variation, where I'm back calling a game, almost always filling in for somebody. And I'm never prepared. So last night, I'm filling in for my guy, Yada. I'm filling in for my boy, PA. And PA has to be in the stands. For some reason, PA is in the stands watching the game. And I'm working with our whole crew, everybody I know over there. With Abbott and Hockey and Bursich and people I'm still friends with. But I'm showing up at the Vikings game at U.S. Bank Stadium. First of all, I walk into the wrong booth. And I'm sitting there talking to these people. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, well, I'm calling the game. PA's out. And they're like, no, over there. So then I go into the next booth and then I recognize the people. But I have no idea who the Vikings are playing. You do this depth chart. If you're calling football, both sides of a pretty large placard, you set up how the offense is lined up, how the defense is lined up on each side, okay? And then you have notes about, okay, J.J. McCarthy, and if, Who is the backup now? I have no idea who the backup is now. They don't have a backup now. Maybe it'll be Kirk Cousins. Let's go with Kirk Cousins. And then there's some note on Kirk Cousins. And then you line it all up. I have not filled out my sheet at all. And I'm like, well, I can just do it on my own. But then at some point, somebody says, do you even know who they're playing? I'm like, I have no idea. And they go, can you name a couple of Vikings players? I can't name a soul on the team. And I eventually wake up. And more often than not, that happens to me with the Wolves game, where I'm either filling in for Grady or Horton, and I'm getting ready to do it, and I'm completely unprepared. And I guess I'm amused. I mean, there are a lot of bad dreams, Josh Wheeler, you can be having. You could have dreams where there's fatalities, mm-hmm. and it's frightening, and it's yeah. scary. I'm just having this silly dream that is repeating itself in some concept, basically the same concept. But I think the dream is telling me I'm lazy or something. Because I put in the work for this show. I put in for the work for this show after the show and on weekends and feel like I may screw it up on air. That's firmly possible, but I at least put the work in. But I keep having the same dream. So I want people to text me. 651-461-9226 or call me. Couple things. Tell me if you keep having the same concept of a dream repeatedly. Because I cannot be the only one. Okay, what is your dream that is happening? Also, what is your theory on why I'm having this dream? Why am I having this dream on a regular basis? If you would like to add this as a correct, honest answer, sure. If you want to add this as a bizarre, laughable, nonsensical answer, sure. You can do that. Why am I having the same dream or a version of the same dream? And are you also having a similar dream? What do you got for me? Major Garrett, in about 15 minutes or so, Josh Wheeler is in charge of music for one more day. Harrigan is back Monday. I'm flying back Monday, so I think Carter is in. Carter's out, he's sick, but he's still sending me disgusting, filthy messages. So I don't know how sick he really is.
He's fine.
What do you have, Josh? What do we got going here?
I think it's pretty simple for today, being a lot of schools really dropped the ball literally yesterday. The theme today is songs having to do with break, I mean, whether it's the title, artist, whatever it is. It has to do with all these brackets being broken.
Among the texts coming in on this same dream I keep having repeatedly, accurate answers, funny answers, odd answers, and do you have a dream that comes up in your life on a regular basis? Among the texts, and I'd love more. And a phone call, if that works, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 651-461. 9226. You're going on the air and not prepared? That's a stretch. Same dream, post-college, 20 years, except had finals, and I've never been to the class. Yeah, that seems to be one of the themes of preparation, and you're not ready because you hear about that all the time. Chad, maybe you should contact your California psychics. It's a very fair point. And the fact that I've been out here, as long as I have been out here, back-to-back years, and I've not visited one of the California psychics, I should be suspended for that. That seems indefensible for me. Obviously, you have a secret crush on Susie Jones. Well, that's a given. And by the way, if you don't have a secret crush on Susie Jones, I can't help you. We all should. 651-461-9226. Keep the dream selections and suggestions and comments coming in. Chad, your dream is about insecurity. You like to be prepared for things, and you have a fear that someday you'll be unprepared and it will embarrass you. I think that is the best answer I have heard so far. Because I don't want to go into something that is of some merit and of some import, and I have no idea what I should do or what I'm prepared for. So maybe that's a theory. Now, Josh, let me ask you a couple questions. Number one, do you normally remember your dreams?
It's kind of got a timetable on it. I remember it to an extent, and then as you know, the day and even the week goes on, it kind of winds down and filters out. But there's some where it's just, I think in kind of one hand, how many I can truly recall over time, but the collectiveness is, it's got a time clock on it.
Okay. Do you have a certain dream or a certain concept of a dream which happens often?
I mean, I'm not going to compare it to yours, but a lot of what I have dreamed has to do with either tornadoes, because I grew up in, you know, I was born in Oklahoma and I've always wanted to chase tornadoes. So I have tornadoes as a frequent occurrence in my dreams. But I do also have the sports one where it comes to being able to work radio for a certain hockey team, whether it's the Wild, the Huskies, whoever it may be.
You want to chase tornadoes? Are you kidding me?
That's my, hey, we all have dreams, baby. We all have dreams.
Yeah, put that one away. Stop. No. Tornadoes chase us, and we hide. We don't chase tornadoes. Mark has called in. What do you have for us, sir?
Yeah, so I'm a retired high school teacher, and since I've been retired, I've had recurring dreams with a teacher, and when I'm given the assignment, I can't find the room, and when I find the room, the assignment is not, I have to go make copies, and then the copy machine doesn't work. And then once I get the copies done, I go back in the room, and then I try to take attendance, and none of the names seem to fit, and just everything that I try seems to go wrong.
I think a lot of us have these dreams, right, where it's something that we do repeatedly, including the job, and we normally know what we're doing, and we're just feeble. We're just inept. Because yours conceptually has a lot of the same patterns mine does.
Yeah, and I think we're just working out frustrations, which is because it's one frustration after the other.
Thank you, Mark. Calling again. More text. Chad, I had it last night. I'm at a new, different job, and I'm confused and uncertain about the coworkers. And they might be my dad and bar friends. Why? Because I've had many contract jobs the last 20 years, and some of which was lost. All good now, though. Lack of closure, someone says. That's interesting, because I just admitted how much I enjoyed the job and didn't want to walk away. Now, maybe they came to their senses by now and would have dumped me, but at the time, they asked me back. Let's see. I retired after long time working full-time on a psych unit in a local hospital. I was a group therapist. I retired in March of 2019. To this day, I still have a couple dreams a week about leading groups at work. I think it was such a large part of my life. Interesting. Constantly have dreams where I see trouble with people. And it just sometimes our pattern of how our text goes. I thought we were changing the system, please. And can't help. Happened in real life to people when I was younger and knew it and didn't help them. You somehow were unprepared in life and still bothered by it subconsciously. Maybe. When I was on the radio, I kept having a dream that The record is CD kept running out. I couldn't keep it. Kept having dead air. Still have it every once in a while. Lots of good texts coming on. Chad, I believe your dreams are your brain's way of working out fears and desires in your subconsciousness. I think you have a fear of going on live, whether it's a sports broadcast or for this show, and fear you either forgot to prep or didn't have time. I have a repeated type of dream that I left my longtime job by choice to try something new, and I regretted it only to go back to my old job, and my job was filled. All these make logical sense. Then you have the debate, because you can have a group of people who are absolutely convinced that dreams are about your subconscious. They are about something that's happening in your life. They are about something that maybe happened previously in your life. They are sending a message to you. And I know that's very probable, and maybe it's happening all the time. But I also think at times they are inexplicable. And they are just a combination of odd events. Maybe something you saw on TV. You saw something when you were driving your car. You saw something work where it makes no sense. And there's no explanation to it. You know, there are professionally paid, highly compensated dream specialists. And it's a great gig to have because there's no proof that they're wrong or right. Just be convincing. That's all you have to be if you're a dream specialist. I've had this same dream a couple times that I die. More text here. That I die in an avalanche. I haven't been back to the mountain range since. No. I would not do that. Now, Josh, if you want to, can you intentionally wake up out of your dreams?
No. Outside of the cliche, I'm falling
and
I wake up. Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? Now I'm sorry.
Outside of the cliche, like you dream, you start to fall asleep, or you're dreaming and you actually are falling. And then you wake up. That's the only occasion where I for sure have woken up from dreams, but nothing that's like I am in full control of waking up per se.
Okay. So you have literally, not the cliche, but you've literally fallen and you can wake up.
Yes.
Okay. See, I've had that too, but I don't know why. And when we've talked about this, maybe we talk about them. There are a lot of people who have this. I'm glad, because more often than not, these are dreams where I'm incredibly unhappy or uncomfortable or fearful something's going to happen. Yeah, dreams. Hey, we definitely can elicit plenty of responses on dreams. All right, let's get to traffic, weather. And right now with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the Democrats trying to catch up to him, there's news every single day out of D.C. Our guy, Major Garrett.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is next on CCO.